Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 8th of August. There's something of an eerie calm in the economic data calendar today. Japan came out with some data, none of which was especially exciting. The focus for today is probably the weekly initial jobless claims data out of the United States. This is not survey-based data, and so it does not have the inherent problems that surveys like the employment report provide. People actually have to take action to claim joblessness. However, it is also not comprehensive. For instance, it doesn't include new entrants to the workforce, and with firms slowing hiring without accelerating firing, that may be a group that contributes disproportionately to the unemployment rate. However, with heightened concerns coming from last week's US employment report, the trends in claims may be helpful for investors. There's also a state-by-state breakdown, and given the probable effects of Hurricane Beryl on employment in Texas, and the impact that that then had on national numbers, state-level data is going to be useful. We'll be hearing from a member of the US Federal Reserve with remarks by Fed President Barkin on a webinar. This is going to be of interest to investors as well. Commentators, tending to the more sensationalist or indeed hysterical end of the spectrum, have suggested an emergency rate cut is necessary in the States, which is not at all likely. Financial markets are not nearly as important to the economy as that sort of reaction would suggest. But with the Fed late in cutting interest rates, there may be a case for a more aggressive rate cut in September to try and catch up with the second quarter rate cut that didn't happen. Barkin's comments will help to gauge the direction of thinking on that particular point. Equity markets seem to be meandering rather than giving a convincing direction at the moment. The worst excesses of the recent sell-off have been reversed, and for the time being, it seems as if a reasonable number of the speculative trades that were going to be unwound have probably been unwound. Speculative trade shifts have an abruptness to them that can create sizable market moves, but they're generally of short duration. Economic fundamentals should gradually reassert their influence over the coming days. European gas prices were pushed up by Ukrainian action in the Kursk region of Russia, which involved the capture of a gas transit station. However, gas supplies have not, it seems, been affected, and the economic consequences of this are therefore likely to be minimal. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.